Hello, and welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, Creating an Artificial Elemental. Artificial elementals are projected thought forms that possess a certain sentience, an ability to act on their own, to accomplish your desires. You can create elementals to accomplish all sorts of tasks, from bringing you business contacts, lovers, or manifesting wealth. You can create artificial elementals to help you accomplish any of your goals. If you're an overeater, you could create an elemental to keep you away from the refrigerator. If you need some extra cash, you could create an elemental to manifest money in your life. Anything is possible. As with all of these programs, start with small things first until you perfect the technique. When creating an artificial elemental, you must decide four things. One, you must decide the specific purpose that your elemental will serve. Two, you must name your elemental. The name can be anything you choose, but it might be appropriate to choose a name that has something to do with its purpose. Three, you must decide the amount of time your elemental has to accomplish its mission. And four, you must decide the specific date and time when it will disintegrate. You should always create an end time for your artificial elementals, or they will continue to hang around and could even cause problems. You can create an elemental to perform a task over a long period of time, but you should always have an end time. This could be the last day of your life if you choose, but just make sure that you are specific about when you want that elemental to disintegrate. As far as colors and specific purposes go, you may follow the advice in the Projecting Energy program. Please stop this program and decide these four things before listening to the rest of this program if you haven't already decided them. Welcome back. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you're listening to this program, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now please find a quiet place where you'll be able to sit or lie down in a comfortable position, undisturbed for the next half hour or so. Now that you're sitting or lying down, I'd like you to just begin relaxing, allowing your eyes to close and adjusting into the perfect position for you. Allow yourself to settle into place. Now that you're starting to get relaxed, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me and let it out, relaxing. Take a deep breath in and out and in. Continue breathing slowly and fully, and use your meditation anchor to begin the process of entering the altered state. And as you're allowing your body to relax, become aware of your mind moving inward. As you are moving toward the perfect state of focus and relaxation. And you can allow every part of your body to relax. And now you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. The door to your inner temple. And you may open this door and move through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. Your inner temple is an empty room with colored walls, yellow in the east before you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And you may now look up at this shining globe of white radiance and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as that light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light can appear at your feet. And another globe of light may appear at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you may look before you to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, knowledge. And you may look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, will. And you can look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, daring. And you can look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, silence. Now face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Now you can allow these elemental guardians to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And you may look up once again at the globe of pure white radiance above your head and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now, you may begin to imagine the desired energy of your elemental, filling the entire universe in a diluted, but all-encompassing form. In this diluted form, it is mixed with all other energies. However, become aware of this particular energy by imagining an appropriate color, or sound, or feeling, or all three. As you are identifying this energy, imagine the energy beginning to accumulate as you concentrate on it. See the color, feel the feeling of the energy all around you. Now begin pore breathing, drawing this energy into your body through all of your pores. Fill yourself with this energy until you feel you could nearly burst. Experience it palpably, visibly, inside your body, both in your inner temple and in your physical body. Now, filled with this energy, hold out your hands in front of you, both in your inner temple and the physical world. Allow the energy that you've accumulated to move out of your solar plexus to form a sphere between 10 and 20 inches between your two hands. Make sure that you see this as vividly as possible, in appropriate color and appropriate intensity. See it getting brighter and more powerful as the energy moves out of your solar plexus and accumulates in this sphere between your two hands. Still holding on to the image of the sphere of energy between your two hands, continue pore breathing, drawing more energy into your body through all of your pores, and see this energy pouring out of your solar plexus into the sphere of appropriately colored light between your hands. See it getting brighter and more powerful with each breath. Continue concentrating on accumulating energy into this sphere of light between your hands. See it growing more palpable, more solid, more strong with every breath. Continue breathing and charging your elemental with power. Thank you. Feel the intensity of that power that you're accumulating. See it growing brighter, more vivid, more solid. Continue concentrating on building up the strength and power of this elemental. Continue concentrating energy into your elemental. Feel that ball of energy pressing against your hands. Feel its solidity, its strength, the tingling sensation of its palpable power. Now that you have gathered so much energy into this sphere of power, you must instruct this sphere of pure potentiality on what you would like it to do. Tell this sphere that is taking on a life of its own what its name is. Tell this elemental what its purpose is. Tell this elemental how long it has to do it. And when it will disintegrate back into the ether. Now that your elemental is fully instructed, send it up into the starry sky above your inner temple. Watch it flying away. And know that it is going to accomplish its task. And now take a moment and make sure that any residual energy that you have gathered can move out of you back up into the ether. And now, I would like you to look up once again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light can appear at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, knowledge. And look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, silence. Face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And look up once again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly. And it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple. And you are in the center of the light. And now turn and face the blue water wall again, going through the door back into your normal body consciousness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, becoming focused in the here and now. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes. And 5, fully alert, refreshed, and relaxed. Now, please write down the conditions you created for the elemental's existence and the purpose that you created it for so that you can check its success at a future date without having to keep it on your mind. Once you've written it down, make an effort to forget entirely about this elemental, letting it do its job without your mental, emotional, or physical interference. Endeavor not to think about your elementals at all, unless you're giving them specific instructions. By allowing them to do their job without your interference, they will be much more effective. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to properly cue up the other side. Thank you.